Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl Nye, and you're tuned into Faces of Success Radio. Tonight we have an amazing vocalist, songwriter, and producer in the building by the name of the one, the only, Angela Burton. We've got a few songs in the studio of hers, some of her amazing vocals. You're going to love it. Let's give her a bit of an introduction one time. Discovered by the late Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, Angela got her professional start at the age of 5 by singing in the front bar of the Lou Club Harlem in Atlantic City, New Jersey, eventually becoming the opener for all of the club's most famous headliners, such as the Stylistics, Blue Magic, Teddy Pendergrass, Phyllis Hyman, the Dramatics, the Heat Wave, the Marvelettes, and so much more. Angela has performed for U.S. soldiers in 35 different countries while traveling the United Service Organization, U.S. Department of Defense, and from Korea to Cuba. Her travels took her as a singer back and forth from her hometown of Atlantic City to locations around the globe. By inspiring the hearts of her community and her families in her hometown of Atlantic City, Miss Burton was honored for her lifetime of work by receiving the 2016 Hometown Achievement Award. All right. Her strong work ethic, love for God, strong faith, and determination worked together in the successful release of her album, Passion and Pain. Make sure you guys check that out on all music platforms, and let's not waste any more time. Please welcome the one, the only, Miss Angela Burton. Good evening, How are you?
Good evening, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
So we gave a little bit of a... Yes, we can. We gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Miss Angela Burton really is.
My name is Angela Burton. I am a R&B singer, top 40 singer, also jazz. And I'm a passionate woman, and through life we do go through some pain.
All right. So as we stated, you got your start at the age of 5. What would you say was that defining moment that you knew music was your passion and you wanted to be a singer?
At the age of 5, I always loved singing. Always.
So what were you surrounded by music in your home? Or was your family music oriented? I'm sure there was something that had that spark that you just knew at age 5 that music was something you wanted to do.
Yes, my father, my grandfather, and my grandmother. My father was a vocalist and a guitar player. My godfather, his name is Chris Colombo. He played drums for Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, so many more. And my grandmother was a gospel singer.
Oh, man. So you had plenty of inspiration. And do you ever get stage fright? Because you performed for some major artists, the Stylistics, Blue Magic, War.
No, I don't.
Were you ever nervous getting on stage?
When I was young. When I was 5, I was nervous, but you get over it. Yes, when I was young, but you get over that.
Okay, do you have any rituals for when you get on stage? Like, do you start out a show with prayer, or do you have a special tea that you love? Everyone is different as far as mentally and spiritually preparing for a show. What would you say is your ritual before every show?
To pray, say a prayer before I walk on stage, and I'll sometimes want warm water. Are you there?
Okay, prayer, water. Yes, of course, I'm here. I'm just listening in. So we've got warm water, we've got prayer. And what is that feeling like? Because everyone's emotions when they jump on stage. Sometimes they're nervous, sometimes it's euphoric because of all of your fans. What is it like for you when you step on stage and you're surrounded by all those lights and the musicians?
It's exciting. It's a great feeling. I love it.
Can you give us a little bit more detail?
I love to hear the audience clap, the lights. There's something inside me. I just love it. If it was four people in the audience and they're clapping, I'm still happy. If it's a million people, I'm still happy.
Oh, man. Yes. And you've traveled in over 35 different countries. What would you say, out of all of your fan base, is the largest European country that showed you as much love? Like, some people have more love in Japan. Some people have more love in Italy. What was your favorite place to perform, and where would you say you have the biggest variety of fan base on the other side of the world?
I have to really say, in every country that I went in, I had the same great love. Very well appreciated. They appreciated me being there. There's a lot of love in every country.
Do you have a favorite place? Everyone has a favorite destination where they always go when they're on tour. Do you have a favorite destination, or are you just a lover of all the cultures?
Of all, but I love Korea because I'm a very particular woman, and I love the way that they made my shoes, my boots, my clothes.
Oh, okay. Nice. So shout out to Korea for showing Miss Angela some love. And with your Hometown Achievement Award, what was that like, being able to be recognized in your hometown of Atlantic City? Because, I mean, a lot of celebrities, they claim their hometowns, but they don't do anything profound for their city or do anything for their community. So what was it like for you receiving your Hometown Achievement Award?
It was shocking in the beginning, but it was exciting. Of all the awards I received.
When you were saying your acceptance speech, did you cry? Were you happy? What were your emotions when you received your award?
I was very happy. Very happy. And yes, tears were in my eyes. But tears of joy.
Oh, beautiful. And with such passion in your music, and you're having such a profound voice, who would you say, music-wise and artist-wise, are some of your biggest inspirations?
Wow. It was Phyllis Hyman.
Mm-hmm. Is Phyllis your number one, or are there more?
Say that again.
I said, is Phyllis your number one, or are there more inspirations that you pull from?
Gladys Knight.
Okay.
There's so many. Yes, so many.
Yes, I would say I love Gladys Knight. The way she emulates certain inflections and phrases, she has such a sultry underbelly to her voice. Same for Phyllis Hyman, and as well as yourself. And with passion, we're going to talk into passion and pain. So what was the whole process of you developing the name of your project, some of your producers that you work with on the team? How did passion and pain come to be?
I always have a passion for what I'm doing with my music. And then I had a lot of pain in my life. So on my CD cover, you see two females, and both of them are me. One is Passion, and one is pain.
Very true. I see that. Would you like to give some shout-outs to some of your producers and writers on the team, if there are any writers on the team?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout-out to Darnell Robinson. I also like to give a shout-out to Sunny Day. Shout-out to Bobby Manning. Some people call him Rob. I mean, some people call him Reb Manning. Bruce Mobley. I can just go on and on and on with names. And I want to thank all the musicians, all the singers that have worked with me and on the CD.
Oh, man. So how do you get into your zone when you're recording a song? Because we got a few songs in the studio. How do you get into your zone or get in tune with yourself when you're on the mic? Because it can be a bit intimidating for most artists to be in the studio and having a few eyes on you. So how would you say you prepare yourself for a studio session?
First of all, I'm excited when I'm going in the studio because it's a totally different feeling with the eyes in the studio on you. So all of it's always exciting, and I'm happy about it all. And then you're happy because you're recording and you're getting a chance to do what you want to do, and that's record a song. So it's exciting knowing that I'm in here working on my songs. And it's exciting, and when you hear it back, you say, wow, because it's totally different, a totally different sound in the studio than it is on stage.
Right, definitely. So you got your excitement going. Do you write all of your music, or do you collaborate with fellow musicians and lyricists? Okay.
I collaborate.
Nice.
But I do have songs I am writing. Pardon me?
Oh, we've got some new music from Miss Angela Burton. Okay. So you're working on some music as well?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And we actually have some of your music from Passion and Pain. Should Have Been You. We're actually going to play that first. What inspired Should Have Been You, of course, for those of us who haven't listened to it? What inspired Should Have Been You?
Well, Should Have Been You, I was in Japan. And a young lady said to me, would you please sing your song, Should Have Been You? And I said, I don't have a song name Should Have Been You, but everybody kept thinking it was me. So I said, one day I'm going to record that song over, and I did, and I love it, because you see in life someone that you see in life that there's someone you said, wow, it should have been you. Guess what? It could have been you, and I'm sure that you feel like that in life too, right? Wow,
right?
You, or you look at someone and say, wow, it could have been you. I just love the lyrics.
So if you would do us the honors to introduce Should Have Been You as we cue it into the studio.
Sure, I will. Should Have Been You, Passion and Pain, Angela Burton. Angela Burton, Passion and Pain. The first song on my CD, Should Have Been You.
All right, everyone, you heard it first right here on Faces of Success Radio. This is Miss Angela Burton, Should Have Been You.
Thank you.
into the industry that are trying to develop their sound or find their voice?
Don't eat any dairy products when you're going to perform. Don't drink any cold water. Drink warm water, or, you know, water that's not cold, and no chocolate.
Okay. You said no chocolate?
No chocolates, no candies, no chocolate.
I'm curious, what exactly does chocolate do? I know cold water tightens the vocal cords, but what exactly does chocolate do for a singer?
Well, no, don't eat chocolate.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're saying chocolate, but what exactly does it do that a singer or a vocalist shouldn't eat it?
It's harmful.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. No cold water, no chocolate, some hot tea. And what would you say is one of your most memorable moments performing or even touring and traveling?
Moments I'll never forget is opening for all the headliners that I have opened up for. Another backgrounding for Melva Moore, and also doing background for Christopher Wynn.
Okay. Is there a specific show where there was maybe a fan that was just loving the music, or just a night where you really felt like you were putting on a fantastic show? Was there any specific show that you remember?
Yes, singing for Melvin coming up on my show singing with me, and then he had me to sing with him on his show, and also singing for Stuart Baxter of Black Ivory. I did background for him also.
Oh, and you never got stuck around any of these people because they're such major artists in the music industry. You never got starstruck at any point in time?
No, never. And singing for the troops, you know, singing for 5,000 troops, and, you know, no, I don't get starstruck.
Okay. And how were the troops receptive to your music and your voice and your message?
They love me, and they love to see a piece of anyone that came over. He said they would say, "Wow, we're so glad to see a piece of home." So they would be so happy to see all of us.
That's wonderful.
And that we get, you know, to come over there and give, you know, our talent to them.
Yes. And next up in the studio, we have the woman to get your love. Now, I want to know the inspiration for this song as well.
So you, as a woman, and all women, should feel like you have that, be that strong about yourself. I feel like I'm the woman to get your love to someone. Do you? Do you feel like you're that woman? Whatever you want. Because I feel like that. So I feel like every woman should have that. And even a man should feel, you know, I'm the one to be able to get your love.
Yes. How do you have so much confidence and charisma? Because I know sometimes it takes time to build and some people just have it. So how are you able to build such confidence in yourself?
I know it's God.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, my godfather, also my biological father, and my grandmother. Very strong.
Oh, all surrounding
influences.
Definitely, that's beautiful. So we're gonna chime into the woman to get your love and tune in to Miss Angela's confidence and oh so sassiness. I love it. I love it. Let's get cued in. This is the woman to get your love.
About all the things I know I can do. If not, I'm gonna say it again and again. I know you're thinking when we had a love affair and about the way. You're the best I've found. I love the way you treat me. I wanna love you up and down. I'm the woman to get your love.
Your love so sweet.
I love a woman.
Proceeding 2017 into 2018.
Well, November the 25th, I shall be at Kelsey's opening up for Eric Nolan. He's one of the OJs.
Oh.
There'll be two shows in Atlantic City.
Okay.
The address is 1545 Kentucky and Pacific Avenue.
Any other shows coming up?
And I shall be singing for the veterans in Atlantic City on November the 10th. The National Anthem, I will be doing that. And I'm going back in the studio and work on a single to put out.
Oh, new music. I love, love, love. So are you thinking about putting out a Christmas cover for your fans? Because we are right around the holiday season.
Yeah, not this year, because I don't like rushing doing anything, because I'm a perfectionist. And what the single that I'm putting out, I just have a couple little things I have to go in, because I've been working on it for a while.
Okay, I'm excited. So what's this, if you can give any detail, what's this new single going to be about?
Well, it is another one of the songs that I truly love this song, and it is a remake. And the next CD I put out will be more and more original. On my first CD, there's three cover and four originals. So this
okay.
single will be a cover song.
All right. How can we keep up with you and all your endeavors, Ms. Angela? Is there an official website as well as social media sites we can keep up with you on?
You can go to, if anyone wants to buy the CDs, they can go to Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, and iHeart. And my
okay,
website.
Okay, and there we go. Go ahead.
Okay. Is on construction right now as we speak. My EPK is on. Is being worked on as we speak, too.
Is there a Facebook fan page we can keep up with you on? An Instagram, Twitter?
Yes, I am on Instagram. And I am on Twitter. And I am on Facebook. Facebook.
Is it all at Angela Burton?
Yeah, well, my fan page that I have now, but I'm going to open another one up. It's Angela Burton and Passion.
Okay. So we've got Angela Burton and Passion. Mm-hmm.
My Facebook page, I'm up to 5,000, so no one can get me there. But you can get me on Instagram, and you can get me on Twitter.
Awesome. Yes. Any more shout outs you'd like to give?
I want to give a shout out to you, Success Radio, for having me on the show. Also, everyone that follows me and comes and supports me, because I do have a great following. And I want to thank everyone for doing that, and the ones that have buying my CDs. And I'm asking everyone to please go to YouTube and say Angela Burton, Passion and Pain. Listen to the songs and like them for me. And also share.
All right, everyone. Make sure you give her a big thumbs up as well as subscribing and sharing her music. Angela Burton, everyone, thank you so much for being in the studio with us.
And thanks for having me.
All right, everyone, Miss Angela Burton is leaving the studio, and as she leaves us, we have one more song for you. You Know How to Make Me Feel So Good. We're going to play that one of the last songs we have here in the studio from the amazing album Passion and Pain. Make sure you check that out on iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, CD Baby, Spotify, iHeart, and much more. And just for clarification, it's Angela Burton. Make sure you check her out. This is You Know How to Make Me Feel So Good right here on Faces of Success Radio.
To my place, come on and go with me. Come on over to my place. Will you do that, baby? You know, sometimes in life, you need time to yourself just to find peace of mind within the quiet moments of reflection. Then sometimes you just want to spend those moments with someone special. I don't feel like being lonely tonight. You see, I want some company. And you look like you're just my type. the kind of man that will bring the freak out of me.
Wanna spend some time, I'd like to make you mine if I could. If I could, baby, yeah.
I wish you would.
Come on.
Yes, you should, 'cause you made me feel. Like a woman should. Call my name, say my name. What's my name, baby? Say my name.
You know how to make me.
You're making me feel.
Make me feel.
You're making me feel
so
you like a woman should.
You know how to make me.
Touch me, ha! Kiss me, you know just where to kiss me, yeah, baby, 'cause you know, I know, you know, you know, you know, I know, you make me feel, make me feel, making me feel real good, you. Like a woman should. Kiss me. I love all the way you kiss me. Woo. You gotta talk to me. I understand when you talk to me. Yeah, baby. You know, I know. You know, you know. I know, you know. You make me feel, making me feel. You're making me feel like a woman should. You make me feel so good. I've waited all of my life for someone like you.
And
touch,
baby, I wanna be touched all over, baby. God made you to love me. You know, I know, you know. You're making me feel like a woman should. Got me feeling so
to my place. Would you do that, baby?